Philip Sample Pierre XD Certain Characters, latest 04/10/2025. Dictation is for Valeria Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Valeria spells V-L-E-R-I-A. Date of birth is 10/06/2007. 17-year-old female here with abdominal pain, period. Patient is accompanied by a parent who stated that pain is located diffusely in the right and left upper quadrants and lower abdomen. Described pain as cramping, non-radiating, not associated with food. However, patient indicated that she had some Church's chicken last night, and approximately 6 or 7 hours later, that's when she started to experience vomiting and diarrhea. Denies blood in vomitus or stool, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports chills. She said she had an increased temperature at 102, which she took Tylenol and Motrin, and temperature improved at home. Next time, patient reports body aches. Next time, patient report nausea. And she also reports some pain in her back, mainly in her flank region. Next line, patient reports painful and sometimes frequent urination. Next line, patient reports fatigue. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status 97% room air. Blood pressure 119/81. Pulse 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. She has diffuse tenderness to palpation. Very active bowel sounds. No rebound and no guarding. No peritoneal signs. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute abdominal pain. Number 2, acute gastroenteritis. Number 3, infectious diarrhea, acute. Number 4, acute vomiting. Number 5, acute UTI. Next paragraph, in the clinic today we did the following tests. Urine analysis, which reflects leukocyte esterase positive, HCG negative. Patient was given a injection IM of Zofran. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She says she's feeling a little better and said she now feels like eating. Next paragraph, patient was advised to come back tomorrow. We would like to do some ultrasounds to assess patient's abdominal organ structures and circulation in her abdomen. However, mom was strongly encouraged that if child's illness does not improve with the medication we sent her home with, she must go to the emergency room. She says she understands and will comply. Patient was sent home with the following medications: Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, One top sublingual TADPRN for nausea or vomiting. Next medication, Cipro, 250 milligrams. One POBID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, Bentil, 10 milligrams. One POBID for 14 days. Number 28, next medication, Flagyl, 375 milligrams. One POBID for 7 days. Number 14, advice to increase fluids to come back. If worse, go to nurse emergency room, wheel closed. End of dictation.